Contractors have been busy working on houses on Pendleton Avenue all week, doing the complicated and skilled work to pave the way for more than 1,000 volunteers who will swarm to the block on Saturday to complete the transformation of the street by applying coats of paint, carrying off debris, and doing yard work. The major rehab of 25 homes is part of an annual block build orchestrated by Rebuilding Together, an organization that works to preserve affordable housing. It is the second year of a 10-year plan to improve hundreds of homes in the impoverished Old Hill neighborhood, where 70% of families live below the poverty line. 12% of Massachusetts residents live in poverty. Audrey Wilson has lived in her small two-story house on Pendleton Avenue for 46 years. Her house is to get new windows, a new kitchen floor, a fresh coat of paint, and repairs to a rickety porch.
Thanking God that it's been done, because I didn't have the money to do it.
In addition to long-neglected repairs, the houses will also be weatherized and heating systems converted from oil to natural gas, and in one case, a solar-powered hot water setup, according to Rebuilding Together Springfield Executive Director Colleen Loveless.
It's going to have such a profound impact because weatherization improvements and energy efficiency improvements, where people are going to save money on their utility bills. Many of the homeowners, some have lived here over 60 years, and now they're elderly and they're on Social Security and fixed incomes.
The organization is spending $600,000 on Saturday's project.
About half of the funding is being contributed from outside the city of Springfield, and about a third of the funding is being contributed from outside the state of Massachusetts. We have donors as far away as Portland, Oregon, so it really is tremendous. And we also have volunteers from Maine to New Jersey.
In addition to the work on the 25 homes, improvements will be made to a neighborhood park.
Some of the swings were broken, the fencing has been broken or it's falling down. Those improvements are going to be made. Playground mulch is going to be added. And new equipment are going to be added for 5 to 12-year-old aged children. Head Start's right across the street, and the condition it was then, or actually the way the condition is now, the students can't use the playground because it's not safe.
The Old Hill neighborhood has been hard hit by crime. The foreclosure crisis that precipitated the Great Recession and the tornado that struck Springfield in 2011. Neighborhood Council member Ethel Griffin believes the 10-year revitalization plan will make a big difference.
And I think we begin to see people begin to move back and have single-family homes. That's what we need. We don't need so much of this absentee landlord type of program. We need people to own their homes.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno endorses Rebuilding Together's master plan for the neighborhood.
This is how you play on the positives of a neighborhood or strengthen it. House by house, corner by corner, stoop by stoop, street by street, good family by good family.
The city has allocated $25,000 in community development block grant funding to Rebuilding Together. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.